What's going on, y'all? This is Mike Brown, and I want to welcome you to this week's episode of The Art of Letting Go. We have another Patreon episode for you this week. Yep, I'm releasing some of these old episodes from the Patreon just to show you what we do over here and also to entice you to sign up. So this week's episode is one that I recorded with my dad. We were at a park in Los Angeles and we just had a conversation about happiness and what does happiness look like today for us. So enjoy the episode, sign up for the Patreon, and thank you guys for tuning in. This is The Art of Letting Go.
Yeah, they're real nice. Are we on right now?
We on right now.
Oh, okay.
Yo, what up? This is Mike Brown, and this is The Art of Letting Go.
Let it go, let it go, let it go.
Today, I got a special guest in the building. You want to introduce yourself to the people?
This is Mike Brown, Sr. And first of all, son, we're not in the building. We're on the outside.
We're on the outside. You look a little nervous.
I'm not nervous. But we have beautiful Balboa Park.
We are.
And it's a beautiful day today in L.A., and just enjoying the scenery. And
you could talk a little closer to
the,
it.
The peacefulness in the city, in this part of the city, because you're outside of the city.
Yeah.
And it's very peaceful today.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So today I wanted to talk about happiness because I asked myself the other day, am I happy? And I asked myself that because I think my definition of happiness is changing as I'm getting older. Happiness was very external for me. And now that is becoming things that I feel inside. It's an adjustment and something new. So I guess my question to you would be, what is happiness to you right now in your life?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, son. You have to make yourself be happy. You don't let nothing get you down. You make yourself happy. And me personally, I've been a lot of places, you know, and when I went places and where somebody else may not enjoy it, I make something enjoyable to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's my own opinion. And that's the way you do it. You make happiness for yourself.
So what does that look like? Like I understand that you make happiness for yourself, but what does happiness look like for you? Like what does, if you said you were happy right now, what would be making you happy?
I'm sitting here with you.
Okay.
And we enjoying the day, and you know, it's not that I see you all the time like I used to.
Yeah.
But just being here with you and enjoying myself, man. You know, it's a bug flying in front of my face.
And I think that's what's becoming my definition of happiness, like just being present in a situation, like being able to be here and just say, like, you know, I'm here with my daddy. I'm at a park. Park is, you know, chill. Like we just enjoying ourselves.
And it's a beautiful day.
Yeah. And
and the scenery is out of this world out here. I've been taking pictures of different birds that you just don't see in Texas. And I grew up here, but just I miss seeing this kind of stuff, you know, and being in this type of atmosphere.
Yeah, and you look like you were enjoying yourself taking those pictures. Mm-hmm. So when you're not here, because I mean out here, you know, this is rare. Like, what do you do to keep yourself happy at home?
Just when your mama's home with me, it makes me happy. So funny, I'm telling the truth. Just the companionship, that makes me happy.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Man, just trying to enjoy life as much as possible.
And kind of going back to what you said about having to make happy for yourself, like, if mommy wasn't around, what would make you happy?
Well, when I go get a little exercise in or something, I may go and do by myself.
Or, yeah.
Even when I go get a massage and get my body relaxed, those type of things make me happy. And,
yeah.
And just enjoying myself sometimes.
Yeah. And ain't nothing wrong with that.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why I thought of this, but I guess
Because I'm curious, what are your goals right now in life? Like, what are you striving for right now in life?
Right now, I'm striving for just enjoying life, you know, and not being able to get up and hit on nobody's work clock. And, you know, I have a freedom of myself.
Yeah.
And that's a major thing for me right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it makes you feel good, you know.
Freedom does feel good.
Yeah.
When you were working, did you feel free?
Well, I had to go to work. I had to make sure you grew up to be almost 7 feet tall, eating good food and all that, and a good place to live, you know. So
yeah.
I had to do that.
But did you have freedom within that?
Well, I mean, I kind of sort of, but I had to go and answer to somebody's clock. You know, I had to be somewhere at a certain time. Now I don't rush to do anything. I just kind of relax, and I'm, like they say in Jamaica, it's no worry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's no worries.
And I guess I asked that because, you know, for me, most of the time when I've had a job, I didn't feel freedom. I didn't feel like I was free. But at this job that I'm at now, I feel freedom within that. I feel joy within my job.
Well, one thing with me with the job, I needed to work to keep the money coming in.
Yeah.
And it was something that had to be done.
If you could have, would you have done something different?
I probably would have, but, you know, God has something in store for all of us. And, you know, maybe that's just the role that he had in store for me during that particular time.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I could have did other things.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was my path for that particular time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's next on the path? What's next?
Well, I'm watching your mama get her business off. Mm-hmm. And whatever help she needs with that, I'm in that path.
Yeah.
And I haven't really came up with too much right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just enjoying myself for now and until I get ready to get myself back out there.
Yeah. That's cool.
Shoot another one at me.
Man, that was really what I have for today. Another thing that's kind of been on my mind is just like who I surround myself around. Mm-hmm. Has been bringing me like some good energy as well. And I say that because you know, I told you Byron just moved back. Mm-hmm. But like being around him all the time, I'm starting to see myself wanting to be around just like-minded people that are just doing things. And it's not even necessarily like cutting people off or distancing myself. It's just I'm aligning with something different now.
Well, I tell you something, son. I'm very proud of you.
And, yeah.
I think your friends are very good friends, and you made good choices of your friends.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, and even as I make new friends, I still feel like I'm still making good choices in those ways.
Well, I mean, you know what to do.
Yeah. And I guess I look at that too, because I feel like now, you know, I feel like I'm pretty vulnerable with people. Like the same vulnerability that I would give you, I feel like I would give someone else. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I wonder if there's such thing as being too vulnerable with people.
Well, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Always, like I told you when you were a kid, you keep your eyes open.
Absolutely. You keep your eyes open, but does that mean, like, just don't trust nobody?
No, it don't mean that. You just pay attention to everything that goes on around you.
Yeah.
You watch your surroundings.
Absolutely.
You learn that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what advice would you have for anybody that you could share right now? Like, what would be the best advice you could share with anybody right now?
Just respect yourself and respect other people and make sure that you get the same from them. And that's basically it.
You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes life enjoyable as long as everybody is respecting each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's good advice. Do you have any social media where the people can find you?
Not at all. Some people I don't want to find me.
That's funny. If you'd like to find me or this podcast, you can find us at The Art of Letting Go Podcast on all social media. You can find this podcast on all streaming services, SoundCloud, YouTube, Apple Music, Google Podcasts. You can find any of my creative endeavors, from music to video or whatever I'm doing, on PrimoMiguel.com.
You can find me there also through Michael.
We also have merch for sale. Check the links. You know, I thank you all for supporting. And this has been The Art of Letting Go.
Let it go, let it go, let it go.
Peace.
Peace.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of The Art of Letting Go. If you like what you heard, please be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to the podcast. Also, we are going to be getting off of social media, so follow us on YouTube. That's going to be our main resource of getting stuff out to you guys. And also subscribe to the newsletter, giving some really dope stories within newsletter and some inspiring stuff that I hope that will help you guys on your journey. Also, if you like episodes like this, please sign up for the Patreon. My dad and I are going to be doing a series, a mini series, in January, and I would love for you guys to listen to it and enjoy it. So thank you for tuning in, and this is The Art of Letting Go.